Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we're very excited to introduce Wallbridge Mining, trade on the TSX under the symbol WM and on the OTCQX under the symbol WLBMF. We are chatting with the president and CEO, Mars Cord. Just to bring everybody up to speed, and this will very much be an intro interview where we will be covering high level where the company stands in terms of the known resources and this big drill program that the company just announced yesterday, January 10th. Now, the company is focused on the flagship Fenelon Gold Project in northern Quebec. However, we should state that this is part of a bigger gold trend. There are a couple projects that are in this Detour Fenelon Gold trend. That's where we're going to start here, Mars. I really want you just to bring everybody up to speed in terms of the overall strategy with these projects, where they stand. This Detour Fenelon Gold trend, make sense of the projects that you have inside this trend, please.
Well, thank you very much. Thanks, Chad and Corey, for inviting us. And thanks to the listeners who are listening to our story. Wallbridge, as Corey mentioned, trades on the Toronto Stock Exchange under the symbol WM. We've been in Quebec working on this Fenelon property as well as the rest of the properties along the Detour Fenelon Gold Trend since late 2016, early 2017. At the end of 2018 and early 2019, we made the major discoveries, actually two major discoveries, which were the Area 51 and Tabasco zones at the Fenelon property. Since then, we also acquired the Balmoral properties as part of the acquisition of Balmoral, which now covers about 910 square kilometers along this Detour Fenelon Gold Trend, stretching about 97 kilometers from the Quebec-Ontario border where the Detour Lake Mine is, all the way to the east. We just released our maiden resource estimate for the Fenelon deposit, as well as the updated Martinier mineral resource, which was published in November of 2021. Together, it has close to about 4.4 million ounces of metal endowment, gold endowment, which comprises roughly more than 60% in indicated category, which really speaks to the quality of these two deposits. But more importantly, this entire belt of 97 kilometers has already shown three gold systems. And we've already gone and done some regional exploration. We announced a release on the Casso property, which we optioned from Midland along this property line. And we already have mineralization in an area where they hadn't seen drilling for kilometers. As well at the Grasset, where there is already a nickel deposit of 5.5 million tons of 1.6% nickel equivalent, mainly nickel and PGMs. But more importantly, Grasset is attached to Fenelon, and we see a lot of gold potential at that. We have a 2022 program that we announced yesterday that talks about the program that we have for this year. It's about a $70 million budget, roughly about 160,000 meters, plus other studies that are required. Once we update both of these mineral resources, as well as some regional exploration, we hope that we can carry that to the next level, which is an economic study.
Well, Mars, thank you for that intro. That really sets the table nicely. And I've been following your company for a number of years and am a shareholder and was a Balmoral shareholder, actually, and remember all those other properties you just mentioned. But the success that you had out of the gate at the Tabasco zone and Area 51 zone and Fenelon is what you built the resources off of that the company released last year. So let's dig in a little bit more to that maiden resource estimate and just walk us through on some high level, you know, defined over 4 million ounces of gold in a three-year period is quite an achievement by any company standard in exploration. But walk us through a little bit more about the resource at Fenelon, since it's really the flagship of the company at this point.
Sure. We had always realized that after the discovery of those two zones of Area 51 and Tabasco zones, that this turned out to be a multi-million ounce deposit. Along the way, these are orogenic gold systems. We've, through our press releases and disclosures over the past 3 years, we've shown a lot of good grades, high grades. We have had 48 meters of 22 grams or 19 meters of 43 grams. But these orogenic gold systems also have these halos of lower grade material that are surrounding it. So Fenelon, over the entire year of 2021, we realized that it's more than just a high grade narrow vein deposit, but it's more importantly like a bulk mineable type of a gold system. Very analogous to the Young Davidson of Alamos, which is mining about 2.1 to 2.7 grams a ton, or Agnico's Goldex, which is mining roughly about the 1.5, 1.6 grams a ton. Our mineral resource estimate for the underground portion is coming out roughly close to about 3 grams a ton in those bulk mineable scenarios. So very economic compared to the Young-Davidson that is being mined or the Agnico's Goldex. This kind of a deposit at Fenelon in terms of the underground is very economically mineable. Of course, we haven't done the economic studies on it, but certainly from our experience, we see this to be in the order of 6,000-7,000 ton a day at the average grades of around 3 grams a ton, generating over a couple hundred thousand ounces per year just from the underground portion. But what's important about Fenelon is, in fact, has the analogous to Young-Davidson in terms of the underground, but potentially be a large gold system at surface, very analogous to the Detour. Of course, we're very early stages when you compare ourselves to a Detour type deposit. But if that is the case, and that's what we're trying to understand, the gold system there, that this could potentially be a very, very attractive property in terms of gold endowment and in terms of economics. Now, of course, when we came up with our mineral resource estimate in November of this year, the market may have expected a lot higher grade. But as I explained, when we really see these 1.5, 2 grams a ton around this higher grade core of the material underground, those ounces are very economic to be put together. And that's why at those production rates of 6,000-7,000 ton a day, it makes sense for us to be able to look at that bulk mineable and reduce the cutoff grade. And that's why the cutoff grade is at 1.5. So we see a huge potential for this to be close to a tier one asset. Of course, tier one asset is 500,000 ounces per year, in the top quartile of the costs. We see this potentially could be getting there.
So Mars, let's also tie in the Martiniere project, because this is connected to the west of Fenelon. It's a smaller portion of that almost 4.4 million ounces total resource in indicated and inferred, but it's a bit of the higher grade component. So it makes up almost 550,000 ounces of gold in the indicated category, a little over 250,000 ounces of gold in the inferred category. However, these grades in the indicated, average grade of 2.24 grams per ton, inferred average grade of 2.87 grams per ton. How does this fit into the overall plans here for the overall resources at both projects?
Oh, it's a great question, because we believe Martiniere would be some sort of a spoke to the hub, which would potentially be at Fenelon. This entire Detour Fenelon gold trend, as I mentioned, it's got a distance very equivalent to Val d'Or to Rouyn-Noranda in Quebec. And over 100 years of mining has been done on that belt, and over 100 million ounces has been found. We see a lot of potential for this entire belt. So in the future, what we see is a hub and spoke. So Fenelon would be the hub. Or perhaps Martiniere, as per our drilling, continued drilling at Martiniere to be able to identify the ultimate size potential of that. And then the other deposits that we find along this belt would be basically all processed at this hub facility. Martiniere is only 30 kilometers away. This entire area has got year-round access road. In fact, 20 kilometers from our site, which is, there is a provincial highway. The power line is less than 20 kilometers away from the properties. And we see a lot of potential for this entire belt to be having a number of operations that be supported from a common facility.
Well, Mars, let's get into the exploration program you guys announced yesterday. A $70 million exploration project is a pretty big one. 160,000 meters is also a very large program. I would imagine it's one of the larger programs in the industry right now for 2022. It looks like it's going to be split up about two-thirds at Fenelon and about one-third at Martiniere. But I know you also have some grassroots targets that you're going to be going after on your regional land package. So walk us through the high-level goals of this drill program for 2022.
Yeah, I think when we came up with our resource estimate at the in November of last year, we basically explained to the market that the entire mineralization at both Fenelon and Martiniere are only constrained by the amount of drilling, but not constrained by geology. So certainly it's open in all directions. And that was exactly the reason why we wanted to have an aggressive exploration program defined and be able to carry out before we bring that to the next levels of studies. So both at Fenelon and Martiniere, we see this potential this year to be able to get us to that milestone and hopefully be able to carry out that program within this 12-month period. And we see that potential at Fenelon to significantly increase the current resource. We see the Martinier would even have a more significant increase in terms of its resource, because partly because in the, you know, the resource estimate that we came up at Martinier did not include any of the drilling that Wallbridge had done. It was basically just the review of the geology that was done by Balmoral at the time. There is a number of satellite pits close to each other, but based on the drilling that we've done so far, and based on the result that we did on October 26th of last year, and we're going to have other assays that are coming in, we see the potential for this gold system to be continuous over several kilometers, and then turned out to be hopefully another large gold asset that that we can add. But more importantly, there is about 10% of our drilling budget this year devoted to our regional exploration. As I mentioned, we've got this 97-kilometer stretch that has really been underexplored. There is very little drilling done in all the properties. We plan to work on our Cassault option that we have from Midland. We plan to work on Grasset for its gold exploration, as well as there is other properties like Harry and other regional exploration targets that our guys have identified. So this year is going to be very exciting, not only because of the resource expansion at both Fenelon and Martinier, but we're hoping that we can follow our drill bit success at Fenelon Martinier on the rest of the properties on this land package.
Mars, can you give us, and I know this is going to be hard to answer, but big picture aspect here, you're already coming into this large drill program with almost 4.4 million ounces. And I realize some of this is going to be infill drilling, but a lot does sound like resource expansion and true exploration. What in your eyes is possible to grow this resource to after this program? Because I'm assuming you're going to be updating the resource when all of this meterage is completed.
So our discovery cost has been really good. We've actually had under $30 an ounce discovery cost so far at Fenelon. And Martinier had also, with what we see now, is very close to that. If we can continue the same success, which we don't believe we shouldn't be, we think that with this program, we'd be able to, significantly improve the resource. But what's also more important about Fenelon is that the mineralization within the current pit, there is a lot of areas that within the existing pit can actually be improved in terms of grade and in terms of ounces. In the past, a lot of the previous owners, including ourselves, within the gabbro areas, for example, we did not sample holes for an open pitable type material. We were always looking for these high sulfide, high gold nugget type of a material in the gabbro zones, because they were sort of the double digit grades that we had experienced. So this year, one of the programs that we have on top of the 160,000 meters is actually sampling almost 55,000 meters of unsampled core in that area of the pit. So we think that actually that's a low cost to add a lot of ounces as well. So the potential for this, this whole Fenelon and Martinier is quite high in terms of improvement, not only in terms of ounces, but also the grade.
Mars, what about some of these regional targets? You have about 12,000 meters fully allocated to this exploration of some of these regional targets. How much work has been done to isolate these targets? And what's your confidence level on finding another, spoke to this hub and spoke model?
Well, we actually, over the past year, we've actually dedicated a group just looking at regional exploration. We also have, by the way, an option agreement with Kirkland Lake Gold on the Detour East properties, which is attached at the border to their Detour property. So in terms of exploration, we have a very good knowledge so far and the database of this entire land package in terms of targets. Of course, we don't want to be unfocused. We're not going to go poke holes everywhere just because we have this large land package. So we've prioritized in terms of properties. And there's also some less expensive type of exploration that we're going to do. We're going to do tree bark sampling. We're going to do some sonic drilling in some of these other properties, maybe some till sampling, because those are all sort of indicative of gold environments. So those will identify even more targets on this land package.
Well, just one more target I think we should clarify real quick, Mars, and that is on Grasset. Everybody remembers it from Balmoral as being a nickel deposit, which it absolutely is. And you outlined the nickel resources in the ground there. But just really briefly mention why you're also excited about the gold showings at Grasset and how while there's nickel, there's also a lot of gold.
Yeah. So when Balmoral actually was looking for gold exploration on that property is when they discovered the nickel deposit and continued doing that. But there's a lot of areas that have actually gold hits. And believe it or not, when we purchased this original Fenelon property from Balmoral Resources in late 2016, that's what Fenelon looked like. That's what the Area 51 and the Tabasco zones were. There was a few hits here and there that we followed up. We see the geophysics information on the Grasset. We've already drilled, you know, we started in November drilling at Grasset, and we're waiting for assay results on those, under some of those areas. So we see a lot of potential for Grasset to host gold. Now, we talk about Grasset, and we talk about Grasset nickel, and then Grasset gold, which is attached to Fenelon. But the actual Grasset properties outside the nickel area goes another 30 kilometers further to the east, which we own. And it has not seen any exploration, but the Sunday Lake Deformation Zone crosses right through it. So we see Grasset as being a, you know, potentially a very good hosting area, host property for gold mineralization. In the middle of that, you also have the close to about 25 to 30 kilometers of this Grasset ultramafic unit that hosts the nickel. And Balmoral, in fact, had even gone along that a few kilometers northwest of that and also intersected some mineralization. So we appreciate even the nickel value at the Grasset. But the first thing we want to do is we want to make sure we understand its gold potential. So that way we don't give it away to someone that will later have to go back and try to get our gold assets back. So then this is the reason why we're trying to work on the gold exploration potential and perhaps somehow be able to carve out the nickel portion or come up with some sort of a way to get some value for that nickel deposit as well.
All right, Mars, appreciate all those insights. I know there's a lot going on with this company property by property. So everyone feel free to email us any further questions or any more information you want on any of these projects. Because it is your first time on the show, then Mars, we want to get a little bit of your background in the resource industry. Please give us a little background on yourself.
Sure. I'm a mining engineer by trade. I worked for a company called Falconbridge, which is now after a few owners of Glencore. About 11 or 12 years with them, all the way from an underground worker going all the way to the mine superintendent. I joined a consulting company and made that consulting company to one of the largest in Northern Ontario, sold that to another company called Genivar, which is now WSP. I was involved in my four-year stint with them in 12 acquisitions. Wallbridge in 2011 was looking for someone with engineering, operations, and M&A experience in order to transition the company from a pure explorer to perhaps a cash flow generator. It was a very tough time in 2011, but we actually looked inside and we put our own project first into operation, which was called the Broken Hammer. And in 2014 and 15, where it was difficult for junior mining company to actually raise funds, we managed to generate some free cash flow to be able to get that under our belt and talk to others about non-core assets. That's when we assembled the team. So my experience was just a starter, but the team that we built around that at Wallbridge, including the directors, is where the success has come. We were at 2.5 cents, $4 million company when we talked to Balmoral about their assets. And we see that we've created quite a value for the company and for its shareholders. And we're hoping that we continue to do that.
Well, Mars, just as you get ready for this big drill program moving into next year, what is the cash reserves of the company treasury and any other financials you want to provide in that regard?
Yeah, so we ended 2021 and started this year with about $40 million Canadian in the treasury. And we are expecting roughly about $10 million in what Quebec refundable tax credits. And by the way, it's very good to be in Quebec because for every dollar you spend, so long as it's not flow through, if it's a hard dollar, for every dollar you spend, you get close to about 38 cents back as your credit. Of course, it takes about a year and a half to 2 years to get it, but you know you're going to get that. So this year, we're expecting the 2020 tax credit of close to about $10 million. So overall, we'll have $50 million cash to spend for this year's program. Of course, as we mentioned yesterday, there's a $70 million program. So certainly, we're looking at ways, but very opportunistically, looking at ways to be able to carry out this program this year. So the shortfall of $20 million will be raised sometime throughout the year.
Okay, thank you for addressing that, because I know everyone, well, you even stated that in that news release too, that you will need to at least fund that final portion. Let's talk about share structure as well. When it comes to shares outstanding, I'm seeing a little over 817 million on a fully diluted basis, 834 million. Take us through some of the large shareholders, because there are some well-known names in here.
Yeah, so our largest shareholder is Eric Sprott, a little over 20%. And our second largest shareholder is Kirkland Lake Gold, which is about 9.9%. And then we have William Day Construction, who's about 6.5%. And William Day Construction were the ones who actually lent us the money to purchase Fenelon from Balmoral. And we were paid, by the way, within 12 months or so after that. So these are the three largest shareholders. Of course, the institutions hold about 13 to 14% of that. VanEck owns roughly about 5.5 to 6% together in their funds. And the rest of it is other funds that are well known. The balance of that is in the retail side. Of course, we have 817 million shares outstanding. That has been as a result of, you know, continued success with the exploration allowed us to be able to raise the funds. And we're hoping in the future we continue to be able to create that value for our shareholders.
All right, Mars, a lot of information here. And really, I think everybody needs to be focused on this large drill program that is starting up. And look, it's going to be testing a number of key targets, expanding on the resource, some regional targets, and also some infill drilling. Again, if anybody has any follow-up questions, please email us either fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com, and we will get those addressed for you. Mars will also follow up on the back of some more news to just really update everybody on the progress of that drill program. So we'll be chatting again soon. Thank you for your time. I hope you have a great rest of your week.
Perfect. Thanks. Same to you guys.